Do you want to escape the 9-to-5? Or do you want the freedom to work when you want, where you want, and with whom you want? The Art of Passive Income podcast explores opportunities for you to achieve total freedom so you can live life on your own terms. And now, here is your host, Mark Podolsky from The Land Geek.
Hey, it's Mark Podolsky, The Land Geek, with your favorite niche real estate website, thelandgeek.com. And on this week's roundtable episode, we have the part two of Josh Kalinowski. Now, or otherwise as known as JK. If you haven't listened to the part one roundtable episode with Josh as we're interviewing him, do yourself a favor. Stop listening to this. Go to part one. But in case you're like, oh, I'm, you know, you're the kind of person that like likes to read the ending of a book and then go to read the beginning, to give you some color and some background about Josh. Having overcome failure and broken dreams, Josh knows how hard it is to become your best when it feels like the whole world is against you. As the CEO of 8 companies, coach, and a man of faith and family, Josh is hell-bent on helping others lead a life of exceptional impact, influence, and faith. Through his speaking, coaching, and organizations, Josh motivates, advises, and leads others to reach their potential in business and life. You'll know it's all true if you've listened to part one. And so I want to thank Josh Kalinowski for coming back on the Roundtable Podcast for part two. Josh, welcome.
My honor, my man. Thanks for having me on again, brother.
My pleasure. And, you know, we really enjoyed part one of your segment. And for those that didn't hear part one, if you wouldn't mind just kind of giving us your 5 tenets of the 5 F's, just to give a little bit of background.
You bet. So we start with faith, family, fitness, finance, and our future.
I love it. I love it. So we're going to start with the first question of part two, and we're going to go to Dude Buddy, the Nightcap OG, Scott Bossman. Scott, what is your question for Josh?
Well, I have 2 questions, but first I want to say to Josh, we have a couple of things in common because I'm from South Dakota, grew up in South Dakota, your neighbor to the east there. And I went to a small college in Iowa, Luther College. So, but anyway, and then another thing is I was actually talking to my uncle about you because he's a diehard baseball fan. He's been a season ticket holder of the Colorado Rockies for 30 years. And I said, hey, do you know Josh Kalinowski? He's like, who, this guy? And he sends me 3 pictures of 3 of your minor league baseball cards, which I think I should share here, Mark, if I can.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But so yeah, you're my uncle's albums, which is pretty cool.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool.
But I have 2 questions for you. One is baseball related. Who's the toughest hitter you ever faced? And the second is you faced a lot of adversity. You had basically season ending injuries and surgeries, right? And I'm curious to know, how do you leave the pain behind, whether it's physical pain, emotional pain? And I think that has a little bit to do with our business because we have a lot of people, maybe they're coming to us, they've had some failures in their past, business failures, personal failures. They've had some upheaval in their lives because of, you know, financial crises, whatever. Yeah. Mike and I on our Nightcap, we talk about leaving the emotion out of the motion. So like, are there ways that you do that? How do you leave the pain behind, the emotion behind, to move forward to reach your goals?
You bet, my man. Yes, I most certainly can answer that for sure. There was a first question before that. I'm trying to remember what did you have.
Toughest hitter you ever faced.
So I had the pleasure in my career, as I was going through the minor leagues, and kind of being a top prospect and really being, you know, seen as a pitcher that was going to be with the Colorado Rockies on the major league level, I went to big league spring training a number of times and had some just amazing experiences. And, one that I will tell you, this is kind of interesting. I didn't remember this moment for about 5 years afterwards until I was reflecting on you know, certain things about my career and aspects, because, you know, once again, I kind of went through a dark time. I turned my back, baseball turned its back on me. So then I turned my back on baseball. And it was like that nasty divorce, right? Where nobody's speaking to each other. And you just like, you want to forget everything that had happened in the past. Well, finally, after some healing, I started looking back there and I remember facing Barry Bonds. I remember it specifically because it was the year that he broke the home run record. And it was a 2-2 count. And I struck him out.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Well, no. Wow. I struck him out in my mind. The umpire didn't call it a strike.
Oh, no.
The black. And I'm like, oh, this is not good. So I said, you know, I'm not walking him. I'm not walking, you know, this is before he was the all-time home run leader, right? And I said, all right, I'm just going to challenge him. Here we go. And he laced a line drive that would have taken my head off. It would have been anywhere near me because I couldn't have reacted so as fast over the second baseman. And he got a single. And all I can tell people is that he didn't hit home run number one off of me. So really proud of that moment, but he was a beast. And I know you, unfortunately, because of TV, you don't realize how big some of these human beings are, like the Jose Canseco's and the Mark McGuire's of the world. Like Barry Bonds was a big dude. He was standing on first base with Todd Helton, and that's a big man right there. So toughest hitter that I've been able to face was Barry Bonds.
Very cool. Thank you for that.
Okay. So number two, I think the question for what I'm understanding is like, how did I overcome the failure? What does that look like? What is one of the processes to do that?
Yeah. How do you leave the physical pain, the emotional pain behind from adversity like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, that is the biggest thing that's taken me 13 years to really try to figure out. And I will say, first of all, it is a journey. I wish it could be just be one magic pill that you take or one question that you can answer. And then all of a sudden you're completely healed and you have no, you know, those wounds are mended and you can move on. But it's not, so it's not easy like that. It's just kind of like, well, how do you become a millionaire? Well, it's not one step, right? It's multiple steps that you have to repeat over and over again. Healing from those moments of defeat and despair and loss and angst and setbacks, I will tell you, I think the biggest thing that made the most improvement for me and really allowed me to start to continue to grow as a young man is the ability to forgive myself. We blame ourselves a lot. We are the hardest critics of ourselves. You have a failed marriage, you're not blaming your spouse. You're probably blaming yourself and all the moments and all the things that you did that caused it. You go through bankruptcy. You're most certainly blaming yourself for the bad decisions that you made and your inability to fix the problem. You know, you have a son or a daughter that makes some really bad decisions. Well, you probably blame yourself because you didn't have more guidance over them and you didn't have more control on helping them make better decisions. And so when we can learn to forgive ourselves, understand that we need to give ourselves more grace than we give other people, then you start to this belief in yourself. And, you know, one of the things we talked about, our biggest thing is that faith aspect of it. Well, when you have faith in yourself, it means that you have confidence in yourself. You start to believe in yourself, even when you maybe feel like the world is doubting you. And you can only have faith in yourself if you've been able to forgive yourself of the past discretions, the past issues that you've committed in your life. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to continue to make mistakes. And if you live in the past, you're missing everything that the future has to offer.
I love awesome. It. Well said. Thank you.
I love it. The technician, Eric Peterson, what's your question?
Yeah, Josh, good to meet you. So in the intro, Mark, you talked about Josh having, I think it was 7 different businesses.
Eight
different businesses. Mm-hmm. He's the Marco Simonis
of Wyoming.
What are all these businesses? We've talked about being a realtor, being a coach. So talk to us about these businesses and maybe, you know, why so many different things?
One, because I'm schizophrenic. And for the longest time, I would say, you know, honestly, the reason why a lot of these started was because I was still searching for who I wanted to become when I grew up. right? Like I'd get an interest. Oh, I want to be in that industry. That looks really good. That sounds fun. And I found somebody that was passionate about it. And so we partnered up and we began to create something. I love the creation part of things. I love sitting down and working through challenges and overcoming like, well, how do we resolve them? How do we help people in those challenges that they are faced with? So the hub, if you think of a wheel, really what it looks like is this, is that the hub of our businesses revolve around real estate. And so I've got a residential side, which is one entity, and we're in two different locations. We have a commercial side, which is another entity as well too. So there's really two of our businesses. We have property management as well too. So that's a separate entity. It's not a part of, because we're with a national firm on the real estate side of it, but our property management is kind of locally owned in a sense. And that just is all multifamily and single family residential properties. And we're not getting into the commercial yet. Then we also have a media company. What ended up happening is that as we continued to grow a lot of these companies, we were looking at, well, a big portion of that we need to be on social media. We need to be on other platforms in order to make sure that our message gets out there. And as we all know, is that, you know, hiring a professional media company is tremendously expensive. And what we found ourselves is going, man, we're not a big corporation in a sense. We're not the, we're not the government, and we're most certainly not like the hospital, which we have these outrageous budgets that we can afford to spend on media. So we just created it. We hired the right staffing. We found people that were passionate about it. And we created a media company that was just, all we do is internal stuff within the organizations. And then of course we have, this was kind of a loop one. We have roofing. My father, when he was doing master's construction, I always told him we needed to get into roofing because I'm in real estate and I can't tell you how many roofs we repair every month and replace every year. And we live in a very harsh climate as well too. So there's wind damage, there's hail damage, there's, you know, you name it. And so we had an opportunity to partner with some other people. And now we own that entity itself. But you can see like every one of the businesses that I have really complement each other. They feed each other and they really are very inner resourceful in a sense. And then we bought this new building, and one of the things here is that we were able to open up our own fitness center. And that is really important because it goes back to those foundational pieces. And we know that being in real estate or just being in any industry, we can be very obsessive about that. And for me, I wanted to make sure that people had that that place that they could go to just get away from the chaos of the business, right? And for me, fitness has always been that aspect for me. It's where I have my greatest thoughts that come about because I'm doing something hard and all that pops in and I can clear my mind. And so we have a fitness center as well too. Obviously we have some coaching. So I have two different kind of coaching platforms that we do. And then we have man-made, which is really my passion project. If you told me right now today, hey, Josh, you can only do one thing, it would be my organization that we have with man-made. And so that's been our biggest one. That's the one that we're really working on developing. And we've got some great events that we host throughout the year for men, and then one for men and their sons.
So Josh, I want to talk about man-made because we're in a mastermind group together that's focused on building up to over 200% of your passive income.
Yeah.
Is really more the focus. And it's a great group of guys and led by, you know, Russ and Joey, Russ Morgan, Joey Murray of Wealth Without Wall Street. And we should actually have a link to that as well for those people that would want to apply to that group. But I remember talking to you and meeting you at the event in Nashville for the first time. And you started talking to me about man-made and you lit up. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's one of those times when, when you meet somebody for the first time, you really feel connected to them. You don't know anything about them, but like when they're that passionate about what they're talking about, like, oh man, I want to join this group. Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit about the mission of Man-Made and why you're so passionate about it.
Yeah. Well, the Man-Made is really, it's a network of ambitious men that give a exclamation about life. So insert poop emoji right there. Right.
Right.
Really at the end of the day, what was happening is that, I was searching for my tribe again. I was done with baseball. And I didn't have that group of other men that were going to battle with me to go and accomplish something great in my life. And I looked for other organizations. I was searching for other things. I didn't want, obviously I have a faith background, but I didn't want a glorified book study and I didn't want a Bible study. And I didn't want this kumbaya, let's go hold hands and sing, no, that's not for me. But at the end of the day, I also didn't want a locker room too, where, you're telling, as men, we're telling inappropriate jokes and we're more focused on, the things that we were doing that were destroying our marriage and stuff. I didn't want those things. Right. And so I wanted a network of men that were three-dimensional, right? That they were out there pursuing all aspects of their life. We have the five foundations, but really what it comes down to is business, health, and life in a sense. Right. And so without being able to plant myself into something that existed, it came very apparent that we had to kind of create this. And so I've partnered with a couple really, really, really amazing men, that are ambitious in their life. One of them, Jimmy Klager, who's a 20 year, vet and, former, we don't say former, but he was a Ranger, and just a complete badass of a man and just a great dude. And so, we wanted to create events for men to come together. And so we have three events really that we've created. One is called Alpha Camp. So this is an opportunity for men, to be able to just get themselves away for the weekend, right? And do some amazing things, maybe some bucket list things that they would just never in a million years think they'd want to do or make the effort to do it. Right. And then being around other men as well too, and maybe challenging themselves. We do a HIIT workout. We drink great whiskey. We smoke some cigars. We have great conversations and we create amazing opportunities for men to just talk about life and how they're really doing. And, just a fun, fun time, for those of us that are really going through a hardship in life, a divorce, maybe another chapter in life, maybe they're taking that big, big step. We've got what's called the awakening. And sometimes, we just need to get our ass kicked. Like sometimes we just literally need to go out there and feel the burn of an exhaustive day. As many of us know, we live in a concrete jungle for the most part. We're not exposed to the wilderness. We're not doing stuff out in nature. And so it's a great opportunity for people to come to Wyoming. They get in the mountains, they see the stars for the first time. They hear the silence, which is deafening. Right. And they do physically hard, mentally hard, emotionally hard things that really open up their greater purpose in why they're doing what they're doing. And then of course, our last one is, what I love is our core of discovery. It's called a rite of passage for young boys and fathers. And we know that men have this, we think it's a responsibility to raise our children, but what at the end of the day, it's really truly about an opportunity that we've been given. And we don't know how long that opportunity is going to last. Right. And so we want to make the greatest impact that we can on our children's lives. And one of the things that as men is we want to help our boys become men, but we don't know when that is. When is that rite of passage? And I continue, is it when they turn 16 and they can drive a car? Is it when they graduate high school? Is it when they have sex for the first time, get married, have a child? Like when is that rite of passage given to that young boy? And this event helps fathers be that person to step in line to say, today you become one step closer to being a man. And so it's a fun event. It's an amazing event. It's an opportunity for men to bond with their boys and for their boys to bond with their fathers as well.
Wow. I love it. And I know all the men on this podcast are like fired up. I can just see it on their faces. And Tria's like, look, I'm one of the boys.
And I have four of them. So
yes, you got four of them.
Great.
Yeah. And her husband, Landon, it would be, is just a phenomenal guy. He would eat this stuff up. The only problem with Landon is that he's as athletic as you. So
it's a good thing.
Someone like me is like, oh no.
Just make him put the weighted vest on. So that always levels the playing field right
there. Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys are, getting like a rucksack workout in like some wilderness. I'm like, where's the, There's a steam room.
Yes, exactly.
That's where I want to sweat.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Love it.
So I don't know if you saw, but Scott Boston put up your pictures from the Rockies.
Oh, excellent. That's awesome.
It's so cool. And you look so young. It's crazy.
Yeah. That was a lefty. Those were a few years ago, to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah. So, if anyone does anybody have a last question for JK? I've got one if you guys don't, before we go to our tip of the week. All right. I'll take it. So, your mentorship, these past two podcasts have been tremendously, tremendously valuable. My question is, I want to get back to the root of the JK wisdom, which I think would be your father. Mm. What has been the best advice your dad has ever given to you and has made the most impact on your life?
Oh, man. Oof. Your guys' questions have been hard, but this one might be the hardest right there. I will tell you, my father has, I've been so fortunate. My father has been my best friend growing up, and we went through some hard times, no doubt about it, but he never left my side, right? He never gave up on me, even when there were times where I kind of gave up on myself or even on us in a sense. Right. I think the thing that my father, I don't know if he necessarily said this, but what he has instilled in me is really this ability to know that, to know who I am and whose I am. Especially when you go through challenges, you don't feel worthy. You know, you don't feel worthy of others people's appreciation or love, or you don't feel worthy of a future success. And he's always brought me back to that my failures do not define me. They become, you know, as we say, your tests become your testimony, or your mess becomes your message. And he's always brought me back to center. And I'm so appreciative of that. And if there's one thing that I want, that I consistently talk to my boys about, my girls about, is to know who they are and whose they are.
I love that. Who they are and whose they are.
Yeah.
Well, perfect. Yeah, really, really powerful. And thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before we get to the tip of the week, it's hard to sort of transition into a plug, but JK, as you know, I'm shameless.
Bring it. Love it.
So today's podcast is sponsored by Flight School. Learn how the next 16 weeks can transform your life. Start building up that passive income quickly, safely, efficiently with Scott Todd as your Sherpa. It's going to take 16 weeks, and that flight school tuition is not going to cost you a thing, guaranteed. Just show us your work and you make back that investment 180 days or less. Learn more, go to landgeek.com/training. TheLandGeek.com/training. If you are getting value from this, let us know. Follow, rate, review the podcast. Send us a screenshot of that review. support@thelandgeek.com. We're going to send you for free a signed copy of Dirt Rich. JK, again, your mentorship has been invaluable, but I'm going to put you on the spot one last time.
Yeah.
What is your tip of the week? A website, a resource, a book, something else actionable for the Art of Passive Income listeners to go improve their businesses, improve their lives. What have you got?
You bet, man. Well, I'll tell you this. I know that you have a lot of high achievers that listen to. I know there's a lot of high achievers that I'm just looking at on the screen right here. And it's so important for us to have a daily routine or something that we need to do consistently in our life. And so what I would tell everybody is that just make sure you take your daily pill. And the pill, of course, is an acronym for something that you can do. Just four things that you can do on a daily basis. And I'd be happy to give you the resources for this here, Mark, as well, too, for your audience. Every day, you want to do something painful. Every day. And for me, just as an example, it's getting in that stinking ice barrel bath that's about 40 degrees, because I know that if I can tackle something hard in the morning, nothing can happen to me the rest of the day that I can't take on. right? And especially as a business owner, or as we've talked about entrepreneur, we know that there's going to be something that's going to be hard. So painful, intentional. What is it intentionally that you're going to do that day that's going to help move your business forward or something that's important to you forward? Do something every single day that you're lazy at, right? Something that you just avoid, that you hope somebody else is going to do. But you know, at the end of the day, if you did it, it would make life easier for them and you would be happy that you got it done. And then every day, make sure that you do something that you love. What is it that you love to do? And make sure you have an opportunity to do that. So take the pill every single day, painful, intentional, lazy, and love.
Well, I can tell you, as you're talking right now, I know most of the people on the round table, they're taking their pill every single day, including Mike Zano. Mike, tell JK what you do.
Yeah, I do the ice barrel as well. Yeah, I've been doing that. And so it's a challenge, probably like you, because in New England, it's not exactly easy in the middle of a blizzard to be out there doing a... it's awesome. Life-changing, actually.
You what?
It's life-changing, I think, for real.
It is. Absolutely. Well, I mean, there's health benefits to it. You know, I mean, here's the thing is that the health benefits to it are just a loan that you should be doing it for that reason. But then when you get the mental benefits to it, it just stacks on it. And it's a really amazing experience that you should really put into your daily routine.
Agreed.
But the cold shower is not enough in Phoenix. It's uncomfortable. I don't know how painful.
I tell you what, I think the ice barrel is actually better. It's actually easier to do than the cold showers. Because if you think about it, your whole body's going numb. When you're in that shower, like just your front is numb and then you got to rotate and get the back numb. And that's like starting over at zero again. So yeah. Every time that you move, you're starting over at zero. So you're just better getting all the way in, brother.
All right, fine. I'm doing it. Fine. I'm sold. That'll be my painful thing.
Love sure.
I love it. Yeah. Again, I want to thank you again for taking so much time, JK. It has been such a pleasure and such an honor. And if you want to learn more about Josh Kalinowski, the best place to go is joshkalinowski.com. Again, we will have a link to his site. Check out the book, Strike 3. And certainly, if you are a man, check out Josh's group, Man Made. Absolutely. And Josh will have a link to that. What's that website?
Yeah. So if you go to man-made.org, you'll find it there. We've got a private network as well too of guys, free of charge. You just have to make an application in there. Prove, you know, just say that you are a man because it is a man's group. So sorry, lady, as much as we love you, we, you know, it's just for men. And then also I was going to say this too, you know, follow me on Instagram. I would love to interact and engage with everybody. I do a drive time every morning at 8:30. So at the beginning of my day, I do 15 minutes. I give you 15 minutes of what I'm thinking about, the questions maybe I'm asking myself, the challenges that I'm facing within myself. And it's just a great way to connect with people and see how they're doing, and anything that I can do to assist on my end, I'm always, always there for you.
I love it. Last question, JK, is there anything I should have asked or we should have asked collectively that we didn't ask?
Most people right now are asking me, when is the Major League Baseball lockout going to stop? And I will tell you this, they're all greedy right now and it ain't going to stop anytime soon. So there's a lot of money on the line. Unfortunately, the owners felt like they got taken advantage the last time. And I don't think that they're going to be moving ground much at all. So I hate to say it. I love the sport. I hate the politics of it. And we as fans are paying the price for this, unfortunately. But I think we're in for a long haul on this. But just don't give up on the sport. It's still, I think it's America's greatest pastime, but I think it's still the greatest sport out there because you don't have to be 6'2" or 6'4" and 240 pounds to make it to the major leagues.
I love it. Well, brother, this was great. Thank you again. All right. Are we all ready to do this? 1, 2, 3, let freedom ring. All right. Fantastic. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Passive Income podcast. Are you ready to learn how you can start building a passive income without renters, rehabs, renovations, or rodents? Schedule a free consultation at thelandgeek.com/training. Let freedom ring.